Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 Kansas City! Reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios, Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 80, currently 53 with clear skies in Raytown.
Howdy! Where you been?
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Dog Day?
Oh, man, I love my little doggies out there. But it's just a little bit too cold for me. I can see my breath in the air in August. I got a problem with that, D.
You know, I ain't mad at it. I threw a little jacket on, a little sweatsuit. You know, this is my season. Shout out to all the AAU coaches. They know it. Sweatsuit season is almost in full effect.
We talking KCPS recruitment this morning about a 7 o'clock hour. Stacey Shaw, she knows a lot. Plus, we giving away Lil Wayne tickets every hour on the hour, D.
Yeah, that's going down tonight. And your TMG is happening at your 23s. Snoop Dogg talks about taking his grandson to the movies, but being a little bit uncomfortable after seeing a same-sex relationship. We got to dive into that more.
He's still living in 1995, I see. All right, we got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. Oh, but give me two crispy tacos, baby. On the flour side, not the corn ones. Give me the flour joints,
got
all right?
Got you.
Extra queso. Extra jalapeno.
All that.
Extra onion. Because it is Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
If your problems are stronger than your purpose, those problems will quickly overwhelm you. When you make your purpose stronger than your problems, you'll be fine. You can't always avoid difficulties. What you can always do, however, is deepen your purpose. What is your why? And what is the why behind that why? All sorts of forces will push against you from time to time. Yet, with a reason that's sufficiently compelling, none of them have the power to keep you down. Get clear about that reason and stay true to it. Let it be the fuel that keeps you going. Give in fully to authentic purpose, and you won't have to give in to anything else. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 80, currently 54 with fair skies at Swope Health. Rapper Bryson Tiller talks about the only reason he creates music after expressing how fame is never what he ever wanted.
I really only do it to feed my family and take care of people, bro, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, but now I'm straight and my family's straight. You know, if somebody called me, if Drake called me tomorrow and said, hey, bro, like, just write for me for the rest of, you know, whatever, whoever, Chris, all these people, like, I would stop being an artist right away.
Most definitely. That's where all the money is anyway.
Mm-hmm. And we've had this conversation a lot about people being in industries and just being like, okay, what they do comes with fame, but should they be taxed for that? I don't know. Other news, Benzino is checking Fat Joe over his recent remarks about the BET Hip Hop Awards being put on pause because of gentrification.
Fat Joe said it's gentrification after they let his ass host the awards 2 years early. And the ratings were the worst ever after he hosted. Now, this was the hip-hop awards show, right? Why are he gonna get on there and say gentrification? Was it gentrification when you was hosting it, Joey? Stop, man.
He sound like Trump. But I feel like it's just some conversations that some light-skinned people just shouldn't lead. This is one of them. And this is coming from a light-skinned person. So take it how you want it.
I'm going to stay in my dark skin era right now.
It's your boy Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company. And I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
KC's Grown and Sexy Night Out is back at the 20th Hot 103 Jams White Linen Party. This Sunday, the 31st at KC Live. All vibes, all night, with live performances by Kevin Ross, Jay Brown, Ro James, Lizzen, and of course, KC's own Lavelle. And my brother, Core DJ, DJ Mac, in the mix. Tickets on sale right now at AXS.com. Must be 21 and over to attend the White Linen Party going down this Sunday.
Now, we talk about a lot of different news. Sometimes it's bad, but actually, we got something good to report. Starting Thursday, the state of Missouri is ending its sales tax on products that include diapers, period products, and other products of that sort. These charges were part of a bill that cut other taxes. According to the National Diaper Bank Network, it reports infants need up to 12 diapers per day. And I know a lot of parents is like, my baby go through
what?
More.
What? 12?
12 diapers per day. So that could range from anywhere to 100 plus a month alone. And then on the other end, the reports say 2 in 5 people with periods struggle to purchase products. I didn't even think of that. Mm. But that is definitely a factor because every month we got to stock up. And ladies, y'all know what it means. Mm. And even some places don't even have the right stuff and you got to settle. Which makes you feel like, okay, this ain't the brand that I'm used to. This is the one that it's comfortable for me, but you got to make it work. So this is some good news.
So many inconveniences in the life for ladies, man. I feel for y'all, man. I really do. Y'all got to go through all that.
Yeah.
But this is all good news, though, man. I love this for families. You'll see a lot of relief. We need it.
Yep. And then also check out the diaper banks. There are several different diaper banks that are around the town if you are in a situation where you don't have.
I know that shout out line popping, D.
Something like that. Shout out to the cousins that's been on it for sure. Shout out to somebody said, my babies, Jaden, Cameron, Navee, and Carter. That was sent from your daddy. Your daddy said he love y'all. Make sure y'all stay attentive in school today.
You ugly. You your daddy's son.
I know where that was going. Switching gears, Scrumptious Eatery and Bakery. Remember they stopped by not that long ago, B?
Yes,
dropped off
of course.
Some scrumptious food.
Yeah.
Well, they on the text line, too. And I think they'll be posted up at a park this weekend. So, yeah, make sure y'all tap into Scrumptious Eatery and Bakery. We appreciate y'all and hope you are having a fabulous morning. Also, on the Twitter side, Brandon Blake. On the Facebook side, Rich Harris, Stacey Davis, and all our cousins that are always in the Facebook comments. We love y'all. We appreciate you.
Good morning, y'all. And we also need to say good morning to my man, Richie Cherry, KCPS Recruiting and Retention Corps. Coordinator. Good morning, fam. How you feeling this morning?
Man, I'm excited to be here with y'all today, y'all. I really am. I feel good. It's a little chilly outside in KC, but
it's nippy out there.
You dressed for a cowboy, Carter. I see.
That's right. Okay. And I got that cowboy hat on. Yes, indeed.
So, Richie, go ahead and explain your role and tell us why you're here talking about KCPS recruiting and retention.
Man, I'm always excited to talk about KCPS in general. But I'm here as the recruitment and retention coordinator. I have my awesome manager, talent acquisition, with me, Adriana.
What's up, Adriana? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
But yeah, man, I'm here because we are doing some phenomenal things for KCPS teachers and staff. And we just want to be able to highlight that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, we don't get platforms to where we can. So I appreciate y'all for just saying, hey, look, you know, come on and be on with us, cousin.
Yeah. You already
and
know.
And you've been with KCPS for, what, about 10 years now?
Yep, this is my 10th year.
Congratulations on 10 years.
Sometimes they don't always get it right, like on LinkedIn. They was like 9 years, 7 years. I'm like, nah, man, y'all better give me my years. I've been here for 10 years.
No, that's right.
Right. Now, I understand there's an all-KC educators mixer going down at one of our favorite spots, In Good Company, August 27th.
That's right,
tomorrow.
Man. That's tomorrow. So we calling all educators. If you're in KCK, Grand View, Lee Summit, any charter schools, we want you to come out. We want this to be a mecca for just educators coming together and really just sharing in the space, sharing resources with one another. And what better place to do it than In Good Company?
I'm trying to tell you. Right. The educator link up, I like that.
Yeah.
Talking all things KCPS this morning as we still in the spirit of back to school. And Richie, at the convocation, man, you was bringing so much energy, dog.
Man, I appreciate that. I really do. I was nervous.
I
wasn't really, man. Like, when you got that love and that energy in the building, it just flows easily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So with the recruiting and retention, man, I just want to say KCPS has done a magnificent job, especially the past 10, 15 years or so, because I know it's been an uphill battle trying to make sure that we keep families and students in KCPS. What's been some of the struggles and then some of the things you've been able to overcome with trying to accomplish what you've been wanting to with the recruiting and retention?
Well, I mean, the struggles is getting people to show up, you know. There's a lot of, how can I say this? There's a lot of, like, people in the yesteryears that feels like, you know what, things weren't this and things weren't that. And I'm like, we're trying to change that in KCPS now, right? We're trying to give people a place to where they feel like they belong or feel like they're seen, feel like they're valued. And so that's what we're doing, especially specifically with the educators mixers. Any educators in our ecosystem, we just want them to be able to come out, you know, unpack, unwind, and just showcase where they from for real. So that's been a challenge of really getting people to just show up at the table. We present you with the table, and we just want you to just show up and be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. And you've been on the teacher side for several years. How fulfilling has that been just for your experience?
It's a rewarding, you know, just being on the educator side, because I don't want to take that lightly. You know, these teachers, they worked hard to get that title as being a teacher. I started off in the school district as a school counselor, right? Mm-hmm. So I was that listening ear, and that, you know, come here, baby, come here. I was that type of person. So, but it has been phenomenal just being able to see kids. I was just telling Adriana, I was at a graduation, and I see a kid walk up to me just out of nowhere and like, Mr. Cherry? I was like, yeah, boy. I didn't know his name.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening, I'm glad I made an impact, because he told me, like, hey, man, I wrote a speech about you and this guy, Mr. Robinson. I was like, what? So we were kind of like, you know, the boots on the ground type of men in the schools at that time. So it was phenomenal, man, to be able to have kids come back and tell you, you done a great job in my life.
Yeah,
because it's important to have people that look like you in your school, man, because you see yourself as you get older, and you don't necessarily get that with other teachers, you know what I'm saying? So people like you who's in KCPS, who's in these schools, it is of the utmost importance for our young brothers and sisters.
I always got to shout out my superintendent, you know, Dr. Jennifer Collier.
You know it. The GOAT.
Yeah, that's my girl, man. She's always saying, Mr. Chair, I just love just how visible you are. And I'm like, I get that from you. If you visible, I'm visible.
Yep.
Yeah.
Starts at the top.
It starts at the top.
So the All KC Educators Mixer again tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. at In Good Company. Looking for good energy, powerful networking, chill vibes, and real conversations. Richie, thank you so much for joining us from KCPS, man. Anything y'all got, anything going on, you already know you got a home here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
Hey, I appreciate that. Bring us back. But before we do that, y'all, come on, man. Just if you need a job, if you got a cousin, an uncle, a mama.
We got a cousin
out there,
now.
Yeah, you got a cousin that need a job. Please hit us up. My email is rcherry@kcpublicschools.org. Or I like you can hit my line, 816-304-3936, and we can get you in the mix.
Adriana like and Richie, thank you both for joining us.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
725, high of 80, currently 53, sunny at the Shops on Blue Parkway. Did your parents ever set a good example when it comes to dating? Well, Lil Scrappy's daughter, Amani, shares how Mama D and her dad have helped shape hers.
These boy mamas, I be feeling like my granny semi-failed with my dad, because sometimes my dad be thinking he the prize and he's not. Like, sorry, dad. But like, a lot of moms baby their son. Stop babying your son, because you're babying him and then he goes out in the real world expecting for us women to baby him. And I'm not babying no man. My daddy raised me, have your own, and when a man come on, he should be an add-on. And if he can't add on, then he gotta get the hell on.
Did he write that in a rap or something?
I was going to say, she might need to add that to some bars. Okay. You know, your parents do shape the way you date. And then also, I feel like when you start to see flaws in your parents when you get older, you might start finding those in the people that you're dating too. That's always
I just did the complete
thing.
Opposite of what my parents did.
Yeah.
My parents had babies in their 20s and 30s.
You said, not for me. No, sir.
Nope.
That's good. I feel that. Mm-hmm. Switching gears, Snoop Dogg says he's a little scared to go to the movies after taking his grandson to watch the new spinoff of Toy Story, which featured a same-sex couple.
They putting it everywhere. So we watching it, and she had a baby with a woman. Well, my grandson in the middle of the movie like, Papa Snoop, how she have a baby with a woman? She a woman. So it's like, it's scared to go to the movies now. Like, y'all throwing me in the middle of that I don't have an answer for.
Come on, Snoop, stop.
I think when it comes to kids in movies, if there are intimate scenes, regardless of who's having those interactions, those are moments that I would deem as inappropriate for kids. But tell the little boy they adopted. I don't know. Like, I don't think it's that serious.
I know parents are put in a tough position all the time with some of the material that's out there now. But it's like, you have to prepare your kid for how the world is. If you're going, especially if you're going to take them into movies and introduce them to all kinds of entertainment, like, I get where Snoop is coming from and where parents are thinking like that. Y'all have every right to feel that way, but it's just that when it comes to entertainment and art these days, it's a little more wide open. And you just gotta accept it.
Yeah, and I would add this too. I feel like if people knew how many inventors, musicians who they might idolize, and even family members that they didn't know have the same sexual preference as them, it would be a completely different conversation. But
he ain't lying.
It's your girl Elena Page, and I am up hustling and shining on Hot 103.
Today marks a very, very, very important day. The Women's Equality Week. We're in the middle of that right now. Recognizing the ratification of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote on this day, August 26th in 1920, D. And it's wild to think about that. Like, you think 1920 was 105 years ago. Now, in real time right now, we're like, okay, that was over a century ago. That was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But it's like, women have only had the right to vote for over 100 years. Are we serious?
Yeah.
So I think about that, man, and it's totally wild. We're living in a totally different time. But it seems like in this day and age, D, sometimes people like want to go back to those days.
Yeah, and I hope things don't get reversed. You know, it might sound like being premature of having that type of conversation, but we've seen a lot of different things be reversed in the last several years. So there is a concern with that, too, of what we only had the right to vote for that period of time. That should have been common sense. But, you know, common sense ain't so common.
It's not. And I think about the generations of different women and what they've gone through.
Yes.
And I was raised by a super, super duper old school woman and my grandmother. Mm-hmm. She was born in 1929. So when my grandmother was born, it was only 9 years since women had the right to vote.
Wow.
And my grandmother was raised in a time where women didn't even wear pants.
Mm-hmm.
She never owned a pair of pants, bro. Yes. I've never seen my grandmother in a pair of pants. So it's just...
The evolution is crazy when you just sit here and think about the women that we see that have gone on to do and create some amazing things. Just imagine the generations of your family previous, they did not have that opportunity because women have never really been treated the same in society.
Mm-hmm. So to celebrate the ratification of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote on this day in 1920, they're going to have a few panels, a few events. One tonight, how women, including Beyonce, are rewriting the American economic playbook. That discussion goes down tonight. And shout out to Professor Missy Hedgesons.
Love that.
From KU. It'll be at the Plaza Library, 4801 Main. Free parking in the garage next to the library. And then they'll have another discussion tomorrow night. Women in war zones, speakers from Ukraine, Palestine, Iran, and Syria. It's the International Relations Council. That's going down at Park 39. So, man, we always want to celebrate our ladies.
Yes.
Your affirmations is right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. And speaking of special ladies, Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. What's good?
Good morning. Today, we are going to keep going on
our Know Your Rights constitutional law series with the Fifth Amendment. So come right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacey.
Today for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we're going to be going over the Fifth Amendment. We are still in our constitutional rights series. The Fifth Amendment says no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime, which is like a felony, unless a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. This is a long one, but it's also one of the most important in criminal law. The first one is that you cannot be held for a capital or otherwise infamous crime. That means a capital offense is when you are subject to the death penalty, or an infamous crime is a felony. They have to present a grand jury indictment against you. That means that there is a group of people that have to decide there's enough evidence for them to move forward with the full trial to decide whether you are innocent or guilty. The next part is that you cannot be put in double jeopardy. We hear that a lot. If you beat a case, that means you beat that case. The state cannot charge you again for the same offense in the same circumstances. So if they're saying that on January 1st, you committed a crime, you go to trial, you beat it, they can't come back again to try to get you again for the same crime. Or you should not be compelled to testify against yourself. That is your Fifth Amendment right. When they say you have the right to remain silent, you should really take that seriously. Stop talking so much. That is the number one thing that I see in my criminal cases, is that when people start testifying against themselves, it makes the case much harder. And the last thing is really called eminent domain. The government can't just take your property without paying you for it. Remember, today is Tuesday. We are going to be talking about this more during Faith Justice Victory, which is on KPRT at 11:30. So make sure you jump on over there, where we're going to be continuing this lesson. Also, all of our scholars are back in school. Shout out to all of my young heroes that are going to school, and you are going to change the world. I am so proud of you. Today, I want you to call me if you've got any questions about this or other legal issues at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com or on all social media at Stacey Shaw Law. I'll see you at 11:30 right on KPRT Gospel 1590. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Yeah, I understand we got some breaking news going down in KCKD. Kansas City, Kansas police officer is fighting for their life after a hit by a car during a chase. Now, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation is on the scene where this KCK police officer was seriously hurt this morning. And they spoke with KCTV5 and said that the officer was hit while trying to stop a car with stop sticks, which is a common tool used by law enforcement in an effort to stop suspects refusing to slow down for police. It happened right around midnight near 75th and State Avenue, just outside the KCK Community College. Mm-hmm. And KCK Police Chief Carl Oakman told KCTV5 that officers initially responded to gunshot sounds in the area. When officers arrived, they found a suspect armed inside his car. When officers attempted to approach the suspect, he is said to have taken off, beginning the pursuit with the police. And so it seems like this was intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And we are definitely praying for that officer right now, as I understand that this is the headline. The officer is fighting for their life.
He is in critical condition at this moment, yes.
Mm. You seen anything else new on this, D?
No, I did see that the following the collision with the officer, the suspect continued driving until he crashed a few blocks away, and he was apprehended and transported to the hospital for medical evaluation. So they do have him in custody, but definitely want to send prayers to that officer that he recovers.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
827, high of 80, currently 56, sunny skies at Hickman Mills. Cardi B talks competition and the mindset she has for her upcoming project titled, Am I the Drama?
There is a lot of different female rappers, but for some reason, it's something about me. They're on this class right now. They're sophomores, and I'm a senior. But it's just, it's something about it that is like they can't even focus on them. They got to focus on me. Mm. And they always got to focus on throwing me shots and throwing me slings.
Ooh, D, you almost scary right there, boy. I thought she was going somewhere else, boy.
Well, yeah, and this is her sophomore album, by the way. So I love the confidence there. It'll be dropping on the 15th of September.
Ow.
Switching gears, according to Variety, Warner Brothers has obtained a potential script based on the true story of NBA icon Kobe Bryant and his career with the LA Lakers. No further details at this time, but I just hope they get it right.
I'm there front and center. They mm-hmm. better not have Anthony Mackie playing Kobe. I'm Kobe Bryant, mama!
Where that sensor button at?
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Virgo season! Happy birthday to those modest, reliable, and sneaky Virgos.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hands up.
Sending a happy birthday to composer and actress Valerie Simpson. A happy heavenly birthday to one of the first African-American women to work as a NASA scientist. Happy heavenly birthday to Katherine Johnson. Happy birthday to battle rapper Loaded Lux. Sending over a big happy birthday to singer and son of Diana Ross. Happy B-Day to Evan Ross. Sending over birthday love to our little cousin, rapper YNB Cordae. A major happy birthday to NBA star James Harden. Sending over some birthday love to singer, songwriter, and model Cassie. And last but not least, a big, big, big happy birthday to our little cousin that does it all. Songwriter, rapper, singer, actress, TV host. What can she do? And she can spell. Happy birthday to Kiki Palmer.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib to wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Sending birthday love to Flocko Bam, Roxanne Talley, and Richard Williams. Happy birthday, Karen Ellis, Adrian Swigger, and Latasha Johnson. Happy birthday, Shantae Leek, Galloway Casey, and Kimberly Bessel. Happy birthday, Bryce Timbollinger, Sparkle Simpson, and Antonio Dwayne Calloway. Sending birthday love to Glenisha Welch, Cherry Toombs, Danny Taylor, and everybody else born on August 26th. Happy birthday, Virgos. Hey. Celebrate your day.
Birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Anise.
Anise, what that check engine light looking like?
I mean, it ain't on. It's all good.
I don't know. You started with I mean.
That's okay, cousin.
It's lit up like a Christmas tree, ain't it?
Yeah, just a little.
Damn.
It's all good, cousin. As long as it gets you to the T-Mobile Center tonight, that's all that matters. We got two tickets to hook you up with, but you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
Yeah.
Can I get up all in ya? Yeah. So we can hear the angels calling us. Yeah. And we can see the sunrise before us. Yeah. And when I'm in the thing, I make that body sing. I make it sing.
Like a
cop. Hey. There we go, there we go. You getting them tickets to go see Lil Wayne tonight at the T-Mobile Center, and your name is now qualified to win $1,000 in hot summer cash. Who you gonna take to the concert with you?
I don't know. I might take my lady Eddie.
You sure?
Sexy red stack.
Good luck.
Shout him out.
Ow.
Go ahead and get him caught up.
Man,
he says, y'all know who that man is.
Oh, man. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you caught up.
Hustle and started a month.
I need that money.